Okay, this first story about these Meta Ray-Ban glasses is coming from an X post that was shared by one of two Harvard students that have used these Meta glasses. Like I said a couple seconds ago, they've essentially installed this facial recognition and LLM software on these glasses. They demoed it in a video that you can check out in a link in the show notes, and it's pretty crazy. It's pretty impressive in some ways, but also very frightening in others. Basically, the facial recognition software pulls up an insane amount of personal information on anybody that it recognizes using this little camera in the glasses. The creators of this, Anpu Wen and Kane Ardefio, again, apologies as always for mispronunciations, but the creators can be seen in this video on X walking around the Harvard campus and a train station, I believe. And they'll approach someone who the facial recognition software recognizes, and they'll make small talk with them, basically introducing themselves and saying, "Hey, are you so-and-so working on so-and-so?" The creators of this software do a test, or they do say that this is all publicly available information, you know, but that doesn't necessarily make it any less concerning in the hands of bad actors. So no surprises here. AI is going to challenge privacy, everybody. Is up, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we have a short and sweet daily digest episode for you today. Three updates in the world of AI that are going to affect us as marketers, as AI users in general, so therefore as marketers who use AI as well. So these updates are all coming from the rundown.ai newsletter from today. As always, go subscribe to the rundown.ai newsletter. What are you waiting for? It is the best source of information about everything AI, so go check it out. Okay, so today we're going to be talking about the latest privacy concern in the AI space, and this is being brought to our attention by a couple of Harvard students who used the Meta Ray-Ban glasses combined with some pretty impressive / terrifying facial recognition and LLM software that was essentially able to pull people's personal information, basically doxing them in real time using these glasses. And after we discuss that a little bit, we'll jump into a new methodology or framework that can be used to improve LLM performance and output evaluations. This is a framework called TICK. T-I-C-K. The basic concept or premise is that by utilizing checklists during the evaluation of prompt responses, you can better train and better direct the model on how to respond in the future. And basically, this model is going to apply these checklists to its own answers and outputs, and it's going to help improve and enhance them going forward. And then lastly, we'll finish up with a little bit of news about the first AI wingman to hit the dating scene. All right, so let's go ahead and dive into it. Okay, this first story about these Meta Ray-Ban glasses is coming from an X post that was shared by one of two Harvard students that have used these Meta glasses. Like I said a couple seconds ago, they've essentially installed this facial recognition and LLM software on these glasses. They demoed it in a video that you can check out in a link in the show notes, and it's pretty crazy. It's pretty impressive in some ways, but also very frightening in others. Basically, the facial recognition software pulls up an insane amount of personal information on anybody that it recognizes using this little camera in the glasses. The creators of this, Anpu Wen and Kane Ardefio, again, apologies as always for mispronunciations, but the creators can be seen in this video on X walking around the Harvard campus and a train station, I believe. And they'll approach someone who the facial recognition software recognizes, and they'll make small talk with them, basically introducing themselves and saying, "Hey, are you so-and-so working on so-and-so? I think I saw you at this presentation," or that, you know, they gave them some sort of reason for knowing them or making small talk that wasn't directly telling them about this insane the glasses that are pulling up this insane amount of information on them. But anyway, they're doing this small talk based on the information that these glasses pulled up. And the person is usually pretty shocked to hear that they are being recognized from a complete stranger, understandably, who has all this pretty intimate knowledge about what they are getting up to. And this whole demo illustrates the accuracy of what these glasses are pulling up based on each person's face features alone. So definitely check out the link in the show notes. And obviously for everybody in our society, not just marketers and business people, this raises a bunch of privacy concerns. The creators of this software do do a test, or they do say that this is all publicly available information, you know, but that doesn't necessarily make it any less concerning in the hands of bad actors. So no surprises here. AI is going to challenge privacy, everybody. And we've talked about that many times on this show as well. Okay, moving on, let's talk about this new framework that was developed by researchers in order to improve the evaluation performance of LLM models. Excuse me, the performance of LLM models upon evaluation. And this framework is called TIC, and it stands for Targeted Instructional Evaluation with Checklists. Again, this is a new approach that's being used for evaluating LLM specifically on their ability or willingness to follow instructions when generating text. So there are a few key concepts that this paper goes over. TIC uses LLMs to automatically generate evaluation checklists for any given instruction. So these are self-generated, they're done automatically, and they're checklists that the LLM is essentially making for itself, and it's based on the input. So if you ask it a question that has, you know, three goals, it's going to create a checklist saying, did you include this answer? Did you include the answer to this problem? Did you include... It's essentially checking itself with this checklist that breaks down the instruction into a series of yes or no questions about whether the specific requirements in the instructions were followed in the result. And it's almost like quality assurance checker for itself. You know, the LLM is doing just a proofread on its answer, on the quality of the answer. And this paper shows that the LLM generated checklists are equal in quality and detail to like a human written checklist that might perform the same evaluations or might check the same standards being met in the output. The study also found that using this TIC for evaluation definitely leads to a stronger agreement with human judges as far as the instructions being followed in the responses. The paper also introduces a concept called STIC, which is self-TIC, and this is the self-iterating or self-checklist application that an LLM will do. It's going to iteratively improve these responses based on the TIC feedback it's receiving. And it'll also do things like generate multiple responses and select the best one using TIC scores. So it'll give scores to responses, and then pick the one with the highest score. And this has achieved significantly higher performance on benchmarks that measure the model's ability to follow multiple step instructions and multiple instructions. So it's not really too surprising when we actually look at the fact of the matter that, hey, these algorithms or these models can improve themselves if they use a simple checklist to check on the quality or that all of their requirements have been met for their instructions. You know, this is something that we as humans do every day. And this is kind of becoming a theme with our experiences and development with AI. It was a theme with chain of thought reasoning. It's these thought practices that humans very frequently use that we're now applying to these models with, you know, success. And it seems simple when you're like, hey, make a checklist for the model to run for itself. But, you know, it can have huge impact, which is not shocking, but again, a very simple concept that has some pretty drastic effects on these models' performances, and a concept that is modeled after human behavior and thought patterns as well. So it kind of begs the question, what other things are we missing as far as prompting these models that might improve their performance? What other simple things have we not thought of that could drastically improve the performance of these models? What if we already have like artificial superintelligence, we just can't prompts it well enough to get there or something like that? That would be pretty crazy. Okay, and then one more little tidbit here from a Wall Street Journal story that was also mentioned in the rundown.ai newsletter. This dating app, or this story is about a dating app, the dating app Grindr, and it's going to be implementing an AI wingman. And this is an agent that will reach out and contact either other agents on behalf of dating profiles or other profiles on the dating app for you based on what they believe you are looking for and who they believe you would be a best match for. So we've been talking a lot about AI agents, and here we are again talking about them in relation to the dating world, and agents have arrived there as well. So now, I guess if you want to date someone, you no longer have to impress their friends. You just have to impress their AI wingman. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be so, so appreciated and is so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.